We are uniquely privileged this weekend to celebrate the commemoration of all the faith departed this weekend. As normally, this day does not fall on a Sunday, because it's every November 2nd, except for, obviously, then every 7 years. We normally have a separate Mass to remember those who have died in our parish family in the past year. And so to be able to remember them together at the weekend Masses is a beautiful opportunity as a spiritual family. As the name of this feast day implies, the Church wants us to meditate on a single theme found in the prayers and readings of this Mass. Memento mori, remember death. This Latin phrase has been used throughout Church history. We hear a form of it on Ash Wednesday. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And for us today, to remind us to remember death, to remember the death of our loved ones, and to remember that one day, each one of us will die as well. Memento mori, remember death. And first and foremost, we remember death because Christ himself remembers death. This is demonstrated in his resurrected body, which still bears the wounds of his death upon the cross. When Jesus rose from the dead, he could have removed all trace of his suffering and death. Yet he chose to keep these wounds, this evidence that he died. One, in fact, cannot look upon Christ without knowing that here is someone who has tasted death. This teaches us that if God himself does not forget death, then neither should we. And this is the great gift it is to have a God who bears the marks of death upon himself, for he reveals the truth of the resurrection, that we can look upon at Jesus and say, here is someone clearly who has died, as evidenced by the wounds that he carries. And yet here he is walking among us alive and well. The marks of death upon Jesus' resurrected body are proof to us that death is not the end, that the resurrection is true. And as Christ lives after death, so shall we. This gives us great consolation as we remember those family and friends who have died in our life and the past year. The resurrection is not just something to make us feel better, it is a reality. The first reading even says that it is foolish to consider death to be the end, and we as people of faith are no fools, for we have a God who lives after death, and has promised us the same. God, as we are invited to have a memory, a good memory, God has a great memory, as we hear in the gospel, that he should not lose anything of what was given to him, but raise it on the last day. Oftentimes I see after funerals the world moves on so quickly when someone dies, yet God does not forget them. The Church today and we ourselves imitate the God that we worship and remember those who have died. Memento mori. Now for us, it is also necessary to remember that one day we will follow their footsteps and pass through death as well. The Capuchin Franciscans have a tradition of keeping a skull placed upon a table in a place of prominence in their houses, as a daily reminder to them that one day they will die. For to remember that we will die helps us keep focused on what truly matters in life. The second reading says that the present sufferings are not worth comparing, are nothing, with the glory to be revealed to us. Everything we have in this life is nothing compared to the glory that we will experience in heaven. This is a consolation to us who are suffering at the moment, to know that that suffering does come to an end, that there awaits us a place where suffering no longer exists. There's also a word of caution to us who are blessed with life going well, that we should not become attached to even the goodness of life, for it shall pass as much as all suffering will. Neither of it, though, will compare to the glory and goodness of heaven. And so remembering that death gives us strength, courage, and hope when we are struggling, and gives us humility when we are feeling on top of the world. That keeps our eyes fixed upon heaven rather than fixed upon earth. Memento mori, remember death. This is our theme for today, to remember that Christ died and rose from the dead, to remember our loved ones who died before us and Christ will raise, and to remember that we ourselves will die as well and be raised by the God who does not lose anything of what is given to him, but raises it on the last day. Eternal rest grant unto the faithful departed, O Lord, and that let the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, that the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.